1,000 years old seemed to grow out of the ground rather than having been built, or to be the work of wind and water rather than that of even the fabled hands of Ogier stonemasons. Some suggested birds taking flight, or huge shells from distant seas. Soaring towers, flared or fluted or spiralled, stood connected by bridges hundreds of feet in the air, often without rails. Only those long in Tarvalon could avoid gaping like country folk who had never been off the farm. Greatest of those towers, the White Tower dominated the city, gleaming like polished bone in the sun. "The Wheel of Time turns around Tarvalon," so people said in the city, "and Tarvalon turns around the tower." The first sight travellers had of Tarvalon, before their horses came in view of the bridges, before their riverboat captain sighted the island, was the tower reflecting the sun like a beacon. Small wonder, then, that the great square surrounding the walled tower ground seemed smaller than it was under the massive tower's gaze, the people in it dwindling to insects. Yet the White Tower could have been the smallest in Tarvalon. The fact that it was the heart of Aes Sedai power would still have overawed the island city.